Like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, Lou T-Rock. She's the president of the Interwoven Expressions, and she's got an event coming up. They are a juried market for all things created by the Midwest tile artists, weavers, felters, spinners, and such. Lou, thank you for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Yeah. Interwoven Expressions is a fantastic event. It features textile artists from just from states that border our Lake Michigan. We have artists coming from Kalamazoo, from Grand Rapids, Chicago, Lafayette, and a lot of Northwest Indiana. There are 22 artists this year. We have weavers, spinners, dyers, felters, silk ribbon embroidery, macrame artists, anything that you can do with fiber. It doesn't matter your technique. It's that everything that you create is done with fiber. This is a collection of incredible technically proficient textile artists. Some are teachers. Some have their own businesses. Some have even been published. When you walk into Interwoven, it's such an incredible explosion of color. Many people will take an entire walk around the ballroom at Sand Creek Country Club just to see what's available and to get accustomed to all the color that is there. Then they'll start shopping. We have customers who wait in line to get in. They come back year after year. This is our 39th year. Next year will be our 40th celebration.
That's amazing. So how many are returning artists and how many are new artists? What kind of...
This year we have three new artists. The rest are all returning artists. The arrangement is, once you're juried in, and this is a juried show, we have several people who apply, but only the best are added. Once you're juried in, you're there until you decide to drop out. Some years, we cannot even open jurying because no one drops out. We can only have a limited number of artists because the ballroom is only so big. We will have everything from hand-woven jackets, $400 jackets, to $4 Christmas ornaments. People plan their Christmas shopping to start at Interwoven Expressions.
How did it begin? Who started it? And was it a weavers collective?
It began as the annual show of the Duneland Weavers Guild. After a few years, we realized that Interwoven is a for-profit event, which jeopardized the not-for-profit standing of the Duneland Weavers Guild, so we separated. And once we separated, it then morphed into an even bigger event because it opened up beyond weavers to anything that is done with fiber. Everything that is at this show incorporates fiber in some way. We have had handmade paper artists in years past. Paper is fiber. We have basket makers. Reed is fiber. Weavers, it's anything that you can do with fiber.
So briefly tell us a little bit about your fiber journey and what you work in, and because obviously you're involved in this group, and tell us a little bit about your background quickly.
My mother put a crochet hook in my hand when I was 5. Does that explain it? And I've done anything that you can do with fiber, I've probably done. I am a longtime hand spinner. I collect great wheels. I have a collection of very rare great wheels. And I am also a weaver. I have 2 very large weaving looms in my studio. So it's an affliction, but it's a happy affliction.
That's great. Any chance of, well, you said you have a limited number of people because of where you're having it now, expanding to a larger facility and maybe having more people at your exhibit in the future?
That's what we have done over the years. We started at Mark T. Nielsen Interiors, just off south of Route 6. Then we moved to Aberdeen because Mark T. Nielsen's was too small. Yeah. And then Aberdeen is too small, so now we are at Sand Creek. I can't imagine a larger facility than the Sand Creek Ballroom.
Well, of course, there's the Expo Center in Valparaiso. I mean, I guess if you really got big, that could be a possibility and maybe become a national
event. A weekend show.
that would be a possibility. Right now, we are doing in 8 hours, we will have over 500 people come through. we will do more than $35,000 worth of business in 8 hours. So it's doing well. And I've offered to make changes to the show, and everybody comes, customers and the artists themselves say, don't change a thing. This is great.
Well, we're in our final minute here. We want Lou to give you a chance to tell us how people can find out about the show, either as a participant. Obviously, this year you have all the people that are already preset, but maybe if someone's interested in being part of it as an exhibitor in the 40s show. Tell us about that process real quick in our last moments here.
We have a website, and if you'll just go to interwovenexpressions.com, there are jurying instructions there on the website. There is also a prospectus which details how the show is structured so that you have a good idea of what it is before you even apply. Jurying applications are accepted in May so that we know who the artist will be. We have a Facebook page, and it's under Interwoven Expressions, Unexpected Fibers. That is the official name of the organization. So, but our website has everything that you want as far as how to attend it, how to apply to participate in it. Everything is at our brand new website.
We appreciate it. That's Lou T. Rock from Interwoven Expressions. Show is November 9th at the Sand Creek Country Club. Thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you. I hope you attend.
Oh, most definitely.
And a Spotlight Extra, the Area Artists Association exhibit It's All About the Square will run through November at Chesterton Art Center with a reception Saturday, November 9th, 12 to 2 p.m. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.